sound is familiar to many who have been to a reception or public event. It's the style and talent of Rod Allen Payne. His fingers gently flow across the keyboard, the music creating a warm atmosphere as he plays. A skill this West Monroe graduate has displayed for over 30 years. It seems almost effortless as he creates an ear-catching tune. It's a talent that may not have been developed had it not been for a bit of good-natured peer pressure.
My neighbors started playing the piano, and I thought, well, if he can do that, if Tim Rogers can do it, I'll give it a shot.
He's been doing it ever since, playing that's been refined by practice and enhanced by an evolving instrument. Technology has aided the pianist, far from a laboring performance of the past.
We had to do it all. Of course, you had to do everything yourself, but now we have some help.
With the tap of a touchscreen, the piano transforms into a virtual country band. Flip a switch and get the full, rich sound of a piano. And with another tap of the screen,
let's have an orchestra with us.
Payne has fond memories of the music he was introduced to early in life. Growing up, his parents bought a large case model stereo, where Rod Allen heard a sound that would capture his love of music.
There was a band called Martin Gould Orchestra, and it was a big band, but with a real punchy rhythm section. So I always had appreciation for horns, but strings and everything. So I like the total package.
Piano lessons would ensue, but dissatisfaction with the routine of standard exercises and practice pieces caused Rod Allen to stop for a while. It was the motivating encouragement of longtime local pianist Les Winslow that would bring him back to developing his gift. Entertaining an audience at the piano began at the Old Francis Hotel and a radio program, Luncheon at the Francis.
They had a real nice restaurant on the bottom floor, and the host was Lawrence Gibbs, who was a state senator, but he was a TV radio personality. I would fill in for the organist there, and he had this great idea that I should be able to talk and play at the same time. But I said, I'll do one or the other, but don't make me do both, please.
Over the years, he's developed that rapport and grown close to the community he entertains. He believes the area remains vibrant with local performances.
Sometimes people say, well, there's not that much going on. But I tell them, you have to look beyond the surface. There's a whole lot going on if you're aware of that. And just this is a mecca of musical experiences here.
When he's not performing, he can be found working at a local music store. At one point during our talk, Payne excuses himself to answer a customer's question about a piano for her daughter. The young girl excitedly taps on the keys. As she does so, I hear Rod Allen offer a simple, encouraging thought for the novice player. He recalls the moment.
This little girl, she's enthusiastic about playing, and there are no wrong notes, you know, that she's just getting started, and just put your hands on the keys and start.
It was likely similar encouragement that kept Rod Allen continuing his craft in those early days. And now, making music and sharing the sound every time he sits in front of the keyboard.